Find uncommon ground. In 2007, faulty commands were uploaded to one of NASA's first rovers on Mars, potentially jeopardizing the space agency's efforts to find clues to the origins of life. We might expect the mission leaders then to have doubled down on the all-for-one mentality seen as a path to superior collaboration. Instead, they called the team's first all-hands meeting and exhorted the mission to recover the productive zone of disagreement. Seeing as one will always be a natural end goal in collaboration, yet it should not be the norm. Being on the same page feels wonderful, but quickly turns into a group opiate, even for highly diverse teams. Instead, seek the unexpected inclusivity of uncommon ground. Teams in agreement see themselves as more similar than they really are. They become less willing to challenge one another and more cursory. Moreover, their joint viewpoint perilously lingers. In a study led by Adam Kleinbaum of the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth, small groups worked to reach consensus on ambiguous film clips they had viewed. Later, their brains showed the same neural alignment patterns, perhaps a tendency to focus on car chases, while viewing new, unrelated film snippets. It's as if your oncology team assumed that the treatment plan for your cancer was just right for the next very different patient. Perhaps most alarmingly, agreeing groups tend to mistake the fluency of a chord for success. They think they're doing well, even as their performance falters. The antidote is discord. Teams that air differences are more likely to consider multiple perspectives beyond their own. They notice inaccuracies and have more intense discussions. Such gains emerge in groups as varied as Supreme Court justices, Mount Everest climbers, juries, and workplace teams. Remarkably, discord does not necessarily spark better performance because the right answer triumphs. Even a dissenting voice that is wrong moves a group forward. Disagreement sparks a new, energizing group dynamic built on uncertainty. When differences are aired, thinking becomes wide and curious, as well as deep and scrutinizing, notes Sharlin Nemeth, an expert on dissent. Teams begin to learn what they do not know. Rover mission lead engineer Adam Stelzner calls holding on to the doubt essential to working at the edge of what is possible. Roughly 1 in 5 early conversations among rover mission members involved micro-conflicts, most of which included expressions of uncertainty, such as maybe or I don't know. This prolific not knowing spurred effective problem solving and was central to the overall success of a team now seen as one of the most innovative in space history. At the all-hands meeting, mission leaders urged the team to recapture the rigor of the questioning. To inoculate a group against excess agreement, proactively cultivate a culture of mild, frequent conflict. Hear out dissent, even if you think it's wrong. Adopt the rover mission's listening ritual, a practice of ending every meeting with a call for other perspectives, especially countering voices. Don't shy from using hedge words, such as possibly or somewhat, which signal both receptivity to others' views and that there is more to know. Leaders who listen well and use hedge words are seen as having better judgment than peers who offer harsher responses. The best collaboration is often more demanding than we like to admit. But why come together to be less than the sum of our remarkable parts?